Rashi Shmini is the eighth day of the Miluim, as Rashi says, meaning that the Miluim began. The Miluim began in 7 days. The Miluim began at the end of Tzav, and then we finish Tzav and begin Shmini. Shmini is the Shmini leMiluim. There's quite a few horrors over here, Bichlal, understanding this. Number one, why was the 7 days of Miluim and the eighth day split into a different parasha? And also, why the timing and the chadoshim of the Zayin Yimei Miluim and the Shmini Miluim was also split up two different months. Right? The Zayin Miluim and the Zayin Yimei Miluim was the Chodesh Adar. And then, Vayi Beyem HaShmini, says Rashi, Shmini LeMiluim Hu Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Shmini LeMiluim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shavukam HaMishkan Bo Beyem. So again, we have to understand why the 7 days of Miluim are Chashayach to Chodesh Adar, and the Shmini LeMiluim is a new month, is the Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rashi continues the first Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Menotal Eser Atoros Ashnuyas B'Seidah Olam." In other words, there's 10 Atoros on that day of the Shmini LeMiluim. The first Atoros is Atoros that's called Rishon LeMaisa Bereishis, Shaych to Maisa Bereishis. You have to understand the connection between the 8th day of the Shmini LeMiluim and Maisa Bereishis. And Chalal, you have to understand Taka why what the Shaychus of Dafka the Shmini LeMiluim is Dafka to Chodesh Nisan, as we said, and also why Dafka is a Shaych to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then what happened over here in Vayibe Yom HaShmini? The pasuk says Vayim El Aaron Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bokel Lachatos. And Egel, as we know, reminds us Loidia Shemachapel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yidei Egel Zeh Al Maisa Egel Shoso. This is Aaron HaKohen's first day of Avoida. The first thing they do on the first day of Aaron HaKohen's Avoida is that the Matki is Mecheta Egel. This is something that he was, that obviously they were trying to forget. And this is, after his Nischapa ready for the Maisa Egel, and after his Nisbara ready, that Kilu, he didn't really have a Keshu with the Chet Egel. And the first thing is, Vayem El Aaron Kach Lecha Egel. That's his inauguration. Kach Lecha Egel. The idea she mechapa la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Egel Zeh, a Maisa She Egel, she also, don't mention it, Bechla. And then the Pasuk says, Vaita, after this whole story of the Chet HaEgel, and then comes the Maisa of Nadav Avihu. And Nadav Avihu is another tragic Maisa. Why dafka did this have to happen? The whole Maisa of Nadav Avihu, why dafka did this have to happen on the Shmini LeMiluim, on the first day? The first day of Aaron HaKohen's Avoida, why did that have to be such a tragic thing at the Bechinas Mises Nadav Avihu? After the Mises Nadav Avihu comes Yain Rishaycha Al Teish, comes the Issa of Shtiyas Yain. What's the Kesher with that? And then every chelik of this parasha is a parasha with Nehatzim. We have to look for the Kesher of all these inyanim. After the whole story of the Yain, then comes with the Seir HaChatos, the Seir HaShachodesh, where there was a confusion. Dorash Moshe got angry, Aaron HaKohen burnt it, why didn't you eat it? What's the Oymek Inyan over there? And then the second half of the parasha, Bechlal climbs to a completely new parasha, and it's the parasha of Macholas Asuris, which the parasha ends, Havdul Ben Atome Ben Atoy Ben Achai Necheles, the Inyan of this Kaddish, Yisum Kedoshim, Ki Ani Hashem Amaleh Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Yisum Kedoshim, Ki Kodosh Ani, Havdul Ben Atome Ben Atoy, what's going on over here? Kitza, there's a lot of kashas and a lot to understand over here on this whole parasha. So let's just go over the questions once more quickly before we go to the tshuva, because the tshuva is a deep answer, and we have to remember how we're going to be mesader later to answer up all these kashas. The first kasha we asked was, why is the 7 miluim and the yom hashmini divided into two parashas? Why is the 7 and the 8 and the 8th day divided into two chadoshim? Zayin miluim is in chodesh Adar, and Shmini LeMiluim is in Nisan. Why those 2 months? And also we have to understand why Dafka the Shmini was in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Dafka we also have to understand, and Mekasha we didn't mention earlier, so we have to chazar, Chashev did mention earlier is why was the 7 days of Milum Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shmini of Milum is Shaykh to Aaron HaKoyim, right? Shmini of Milum Lechoyer was the Hecher Inyan. Hecher Inyan Lechoyer should be Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was Ibchem Estabro. Shvi Adar is Shaykh to Aaron HaKoyim, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Shmini of Milum that's in Nisan it's Shaykh to Aaron HaKoyim. Why? Oh, and then we asked why I mentioned the Chet HaEgel, Kach Lecho HaEgel Ben Bokeh Lechatos. Why mention the Chet HaEgel? Aaron HaKohen already had his Kapara, the Chet HaEgel. We have to mention, bring up old Averis. Halacha, the person's not allowed to remind the Baal Tshuva of his Averis. Why does he say Kach Lecho HaEgel? And then what's the mice of Nadav Aviv in this parasha? Pelet Gezach, pinked on the first day that their father's doing Avoida. Nadav Aviv died. What's the Indian of Yain over here in the parasha? What was the confusion of the Seir Shchodesh in the parasha? And what's the whole Indian over here of Behemoth Tahiris, Behemoth Tmeis, and Mechlal, Hilchas Tumah, Hilchas Tahara, and the Yisam Kadoshim, Kikodesh, Ani Lahabdu, Ben Atom, Ben Atom. Okay. But everybody knows that Yom HaShvi, Shvi corresponds to Teva, right? The Gedeh HaBriya, Briya Sa'ilam, and Shmini corresponds to Lamal, Ben Teva. That everybody knows. Shaila is, what does this mean? Mitzad what is Shvi, Geder Ateva, Geder Habriya, Briya Soilam, and Shmini is Lamala, Geder Lamala, and Briya Soilam. What's the Geder? What's the Pshat? And the Pshat is that the Shmini, Lamala, and Habriya, that corresponds to the Oilam HaTshuva. That corresponds to the Sod of Tshuva. The Soid of Tshuva is a Soid that's Lamala than Briyas Oilam, is Lamala than the Geder of Briyas Oilam. Briyas Oilam, we know, was created Hashem B'chochma Yisad Oretz, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world B'chochma. Like the Targum Yerushalmi says, and Bereshis Bar Lakim, Bereshis is B'chuchmasa, Bereshis is B'chuchmasa Bar Oilam. The Geder of Briyas is B'chinat Chochmasa Yisad. Shalu L'chochma, the famous Yerushalmi Makas Perik Beis, Shalu L'chochma, Nefesh HaChitas, what happens to a Nefesh HaChitas, a person who's Chaytei? So he answered that there's no Nefesh HaChatas, there's no kapara for such a thing. Right? Shalom Chochma, Shalom Nevua, everybody says that once a person is choyta, that's the end of it. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yasa Tshuva V'Yishchaf. Yishani Makas Peit Beis. So Pshat is, the Baal Musa explained that Echet is a fire. A person puts his hand in a fire, Bein Ba'inus, Bein Be'rotzen, Bein Meshegik, Bein Be'mezit, his hand gets burnt. It's a teva. Echet is Eish. So where's the koyach of tshuva over here? Koyach of tshuva comes from a koyach that's lamala megidra habriya. It's a kodesh baruch hu omar, Rabbein Shalom says, yasa tshuva v'yischafe. It's a sod that's lamala ben habriya. What is taka, the sod of tshuva? So we discussed once, we gave a whole shir in it here, in the whole Indian, that the reishis of the briya, there was no gedarim in it. Like Rashi says at the beginning of Bereishis, v'ya alakim esor kitoiv, Rashi says, shoya or v'choshech mishtamshin v'arbuvya. Or v'choshech mishtamshin v'arbuvya, that's the sod of tshuva. Ha'or, Achoshech, which is Kedusha and Tumah, which is Helam and Hester, or which is Gilui and Hester, those two inyanim that can be mishtamish together, that's the side of Tshuva. And a person who's Choyte, there can be such a musik as an Aver Lishma, there can be such a musik of Tshuva, where you take an Aver and you rip it and you turn it back into a mitzvah, that's a side of Or Achoshech mishtamish and Merbuvia. Or Achoshech mishtamish and Merbuvia is Lamala Migidre Avriya. The whole Gedda Avriya Soilam was all being mavdul, vayalakim esar kitoy, vayavdel bin aor bin achoyshech. Yem hasheini vayavdel bin amayim el yayin and amayim achtoinim. The whole gidre abriya ha'anyanim of havdala. So once there's havdala, that's the gedar abriya, so there's toiv and there's ra. Once you did ra, then you can't make it into toiv. So lema'alami gidre abriya, that's the side of tshuva. Tshuva is the side of aor achoyshech mishtam shem rabuvim. And that's the mordek aor, that's why the aor of tshuva is lema'alami abriya. This Yisoid Stam is mamish very, very Yisoid today, because it explains us the Mohidik Yisoid and how to understand the Moyach of a Baal Tshuva Tak. You find that the thing that attracts Baal Tshuva the most to become Frum, or the first initial stages of Tshuva, is they're into mysticism, into Kabbalah, they want to hear Hecher Zach. Right? They're not ready, they don't know Aleph Beis yet. But they want to hear Hecher Zach. What's the Pshat? Why do they want to hear Hecher Zach? It's not Stam curiosity. Pshat is because the hair and tshuva that they're having is nimshach from the Lamala Megedah Abriya. Nimshach from the Mardeka Or, the Or of Tshuva, which is Lamala Megidri Abriya. So maybe they're not happy with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch yet. Because Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is halachas of Gedah Abriya. And then Nimshach, they're being Mamshach and Or, that's Lamala and Abriya. That Or, that the Mamshach is an Or, but Or and Choshach is Gishtamish Berbuvia. It's Lamala Megidri Abriya. Maybe they want to hear in Yonim Spheres, they want to hear in Yonim, which are Lamanyonim, which are Lamala Megidri Abriya. So that's why it's important to teach it to them. But the same mila that they have, that the mamshach such a aura, can be very dangerous to them as well. Because then you can have somebody who sings Takarish Baruch in the forest and eats chometz on Pesach. Why? Because the aura choshech mishtamish barbuvia. The same mila that he has, the aura choshech mishtamish barbuvia, can be dangerous as well. Because then he's not mavdul ben chetla or ben mitzvah laver either. So that's the whole. That's the ma'isa tehecher darga, the darga of tshuva, the darga of mila min abriya. A person's got to be very careful. After you taught him whatever he needs to hear in Kabbalah, and you have to bring him down to the Havdul Ben Atomei, the Ben Ator, Ben Akedusha, the Ben Atuma, Ben Akasha, the Treif. And then you have to bring him down to the Gidrei Abriya. That's the side of the Oira Tshuva. Bring it down more on a level for us to understand. Bring it down more on a level for us to understand is the famous vort of the Tefer Shleimah. The Tefer Shleimah says the Mordek vort. Why is it Memokim Shabali Tshuva Imdim? Ein tzaddikim gemorin yachay lenamen. So the Tefer Shleimah says a Mordek yisod. Tefer Shleimah says that Memokim a tzaddik, he knows that his avoid is near to HaKadosh Baruch. He knows that his avoid brings nachas ruach to the Rebbein Shleilam. So a tzaddik, he enjoys his avoid. Because he knows that his avoid is very productive. It's bekeir akim. And it gives the whole tamali shalmal a big nachas ruach. He enjoys doing something which is a positive. Abba, the Baal Tshuva, he's mekubes shiratzim mekatluy al tzavarov. And he knows that the choyro, he thinks the choyro, his avoida, who needs his avoida, and his avoida, what nachas ruach is his avoida giving. So pshat is, his avoida is avoida bilti lashon levadai. It's not an avoida that he can feel a feedback from his avoida. His avoid is an avoid which is mamish built to Hashem. The Ebeshat is a gehez, the Ebeshat said that we should do this mitzvah, he made I'm doing this mitzvah. Even though I know that it won't bring, might not bring me to any olam haba, and it might not bring me to anything, but I'm doing it l'ratzon abaya. The French Shalom brings the Mardik Amaisa from the Meshit Samagit. The Meshit Samagit once was mafter betfilah, to be poil Yeshua for somebody, and then he had a son of Ruach HaKodesh, that because he was mafter so far betfilah, then he's lost his olam haba. First he was shocked, then he says, ah, without an olam haba, I can really get down to avoid Hashem l'shma. So he's mali simcha as a result. That's the avoid of this. He says, that's the avoid of a Baal Tshuva. It's bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Bilti l'Hashem levadoi, that's Oren Choshech Mishtamish Barabuvi. In other words, it's l'mala megidrei HaBriya. It's bilti l'Hashem levadoi. The Briya, Oilam, is b'Lashon He'elam. He'elam means there's no Rabbeinu Shel Oilam. The Rabbeinu Shel Oilam is Be'elam. The person's thinking of himself. A Baal Tshuva doesn't get anything out of his avoid. So it's kula bilti l'Hashem levadoi. That's the Mordek Adarga. That's the Mordek Adarga, the Darga of Tshuva. That's why you see another Mordek fundamentally thought. And that is that you see that the Inyan of Tshuva is very closely connected to the Inyan of Mesiras Nefesh. We know the famous Maisa of Reb Lozer ben Dadaria. Lozer ben Dadaria was brought down such a Mordek Orish of Tshuva in the story in the Gemara of Avodah Zorah. And he was Gob Bechi, Hacha Yotzen Nishmasa. He was Moisa Nefesh, but Tshuva. Tshuva is the same element, comes from the same Or as Mesiras Nefesh. Right there in the Gemara, we have another similar Maisa. Reb Chanina ben Tradian. Reb Chanina ben Tradian was Moisa Nefesh. He was Melamed Torah Berabim, and the Romans caught him, and the Russian Marusha, the Achzor Shabachzorim of the Romans, tied cotton wool by his heart, had the fire, and he's going to burn him alive, and the fire should burn and burn away, and he shouldn't die. Kept his heart alive, that he should manage to suffer all the terrible pain and suffering, right? And then what happened? And then this same executioner said to Reb Chanina ben Tradian that if you promise me Olam Haba, then I'll take the cotton wool away. He promised the Olam Haba, and suddenly he had a Mordek Hero Tshuva, and the executioner jumped into the fire, and he died Al Kiddush Hashem as well, and a Baskel came out that he's Nezum El Chai Olam Haba, and Al Zeh Bacha Rebbe. Rebbe died on the Maisa of Lozer Ben Dadari, he cried on the Maisa of Lozer Ben Dadari, and he cried on his Maisa. See two Mordek Maisas. Same common denominator. Lozer Dadaya, his tshuva brought Mesiras Nefesh. Chanina ben Tradian's Mesiras Nefesh brought a hero tshuva to the other person. You see the tshuva and the Mesiras Nefesh, Hamamish Hainu Hach, Mamish the same Bechina. We know Rabbi Akiva was one of the classical Kilu Bali tshuva. right? Until he was 40, because he hated the Torah, he hated Tamid HaChacham, and me yitin li Tamid HaChacham, and he'll bite him. And then he was a bechinus of Baal Teshuva. We know Rabbi Kiva was the symbol of Mesiras Nefesh. Kiva was the motto, the symbol of Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh, together with Baal Teshuva. The day of the year, which is the Yom Slicha Kapar of Yom Kippur, is the day of Mesiras Nefesh. Right, with ma'an ourselves, b'li achila, b'li shtia, one of the pshatim of wearing a kittel, it reminds us of misa, it's a bechina that we're moist and nefesh, we're not eating, we're not drinking, tshuva, mesiras nefesh. Tshuva, mesiras nefesh always go together. Why does tshuva, mesiras nefesh always go together? So the yesoid of tshuva, mesiras nefesh is, and mesiras nefesh is also lema'ala min ha-chokhma. Mesiras nefesh is also lema'ala min ha-tam va-das. The Tzema Tzedek has all that riches in it in mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. And he says, the reason why it's nimshach such a mordika or, is he says, because it's lema'ala l'megidri ha-briya. L'choyre, you could say, why is it to die al Kiddush Hashem? Why is it a Kiddush Hashem? L'choyre, it's a terrible chil Hashem. The Romans take a yid, a tzaddik, a tana, they burn him alive. Why is that a Kiddush Hashem? The pshat is, it brings down a mordika or. A mitzvah mesiras nefesh brings down a mordika or. It brings down such an or that it can make a Roman because of a tshuva. Can make a Roman executioner jump into the fire. So the same vort of tshuva brings an or melamalam in abriya. Mesiras nefesh brings an or which is lamalam in tam das and malam in aseichel. Also brings the or down into lamalam down from lamalam in gidra abriya down into the briya. And these two nakudas are the nakudas that we have that help us along down here in the briya to connect us to inyanim which are hecher inyanim which are lamalam in abriya. That's the sod of tshuva, and that's the sod of mesiras nefesh, and the connection between them. Right at the beginning of Bereshit, which is Be'etzem, the shayrish of the Bria, right, the shayrish of Gidra Bria, in the first day of the Bria, you find full of sodas of tshuva. Right? As Chazal say, Ora says, a toy, vavoy, vachoyshech al pnei sahoy, and that corresponds to nefilis. Toy, vavoy, vachoyshech al pnei sahoy, and that corresponds to nefilis, chatoim. And then Ruach Elokim, Rashi says, is the bechin of Kisei HaKovod, which is the bechin of Tshuva, Gdoila Tshuva Shemegas Ad Kisei HaKovod, that's the bechin of Kisei HaKovod. And Merachefet Al Pnei HaMayim, the Medrash Rabba says, Beferish over here, Al Pnei HaMayim, says the Medrash Rabba, Mayim is Moir on Tshuva. Shenem HaShifchi Kamayim Libich. The Medrash Rabba says, Ruach Elokim, Merachefet Al Pnei HaMayim, is the bechin of the Kisei HaKovod, and the bechin of the Mayim of Tshuva. And that comes after the Toy Vavoy Vachoshech, after the Nefilas, then is the Tshuva. Says the Medrash Rabba, Vaita, Vayer, Vayvoyke Yem Echad. What's the Yem Echad? Yem Echad is Yem HaKippurim. Yem HaKippurim is called the Yem Echad. So you see a parallel in Kazakh. All right, we're just starting over here with Bria Soiva. We're just starting over here with the Gidrei HaBria. And straight away you're bringing in already the Nyonim, your Meram is already the Nyonim of Chlamalim in Ateva. Chlamalim in HaBria. They give the Gedarim of Tshuva, which is Tshuva is the Bechin of Lamalim in HaBria. Teaches us a Mardiki Yesod. Teaches us a Yesod that even though the Eibishter wants everybody to work and to live his life up to Gidrei HaBria, but a person lives his life only up to Gidrei HaBria without any connection to something which is Hecher and the Bria, so that person becomes completely Briadic. That person becomes Fabriad. And a person that comes Fabriad, that's not a good idea. A person has got to live with Gidrei HaBria, but he has to be connected to Nyonim which is Lamalim and HaBria. That's why the Eibishter gives us Moyadim, Chagim, Uzmanim from time to time. That's why it's important from time to time to look into Hecher Sfarim. In order to a person has to connect all the time to Nyanam and Shalamalam and Abriya, in order that when he lives his life, Begidra Abriya, his life shouldn't become Briadic. His life shouldn't become, he shouldn't become a person who's Fabriad. A person has got to live the whole time with Hecherkeit. That's why the Marshal, Shmonesra is Tfilah. Tfilah is the Bechina of Chayeshah. Chayeshah is Chayeshah. Before we come to Chayeshah, what do we have? We have Krishna. What's Krishna? Krishna is Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is Hechekite. Hecher than Bria. Higher than Bria. Before you go into Bria, you've got to have a Musag which is higher than Bria. Otherwise, the person will get Fabriyat. And it's important for the person to remain kosher even to Nyanam and Shalamalam and Abriya. So you see, therefore, that even though Bereshit Bara Lakim is Bechuchmasa, begins Bechachma Yisad Arat, begins the Gedarim of Briya, Habit Meramis, and so many Miramazim, the Gedda of Lamalam and Abriya, the Sod of Tshuva, which is Lamalam and Abriya, in order to keep a person connected to Hamshachas or Oiris, which are higher, Oiris, which are higher than the Gedda of the Briya. Same Indian we have over here. in Pasha Tzav and Shemini were together the Shivat Yimei Miluim. The Shivat Yimei Miluim, that's connected the 7 days of Bria Soila. That's connected the Gidrei Abriya. Connected the Gidrei Abriya, who does the Avoida? Moshe Rabbeinu does that Avoida. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu do that Avoida? Moshe Rabbeinu does that Avoida is because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Avoida of a Tzaddik. The Avoida of a Tzaddik is not the Avoida of a Baal Tshuva. The Mokim Shabbat the Tshuva ain't the main Tzaddik and Gemurim Achayin in Amit. The Tzaddik is the one who lives in the Bria and behaves himself. He's not Chayin. That's the Avoida of a Gidrei Abriya. That's Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu. The 7 days of Miluim, the Shivat Yimei Miluim, that's Shaykh. Shivat Yimei Miluim, that's Shaykh to an Avoida which goes along with Gidrei Abriya. That's an R which goes with Gidrei Abriya. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why it's the Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh where even though there was Nisim and Chodesh Adar, or with the Nisim and Chodesh Adar, with Nisim that went along with the Gidrei Abriya. There was no Hepech HaTeva in Chodesh Adar, as you all know. The whole Nes of Chodesh Adar was a Nes which was Nista B'toich HaBriya, which means it worked alongside the Gidrei Abriya. Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh where the Nes, the Bechinas Nes of that Chodesh, is the Nes that works alongside of the Briya. It's not an Or which is the Bechinas Hecher, higher than the Briya. It's the Or that where the Teva itself is Mechayev and the Teva itself makes a Nes, it works alongside B'shutfus with the Teva itself. That's Chodesh Adar. That's Chodesh Adar. That's the Bechina of Gidrei HaBriya. That's the Bechina of the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim. Shivat Yimei HaMiluim is where the Mishkan was connecting, was hooking onto the Shivat Yimei Briya Soilim. The Ikar Mishkan was the Bechina that there should be the Shechina of the Rabbein Shalom. The Shechina should come down the Tachtoinim. The Shechina should come down to the Gidrei HaBriya. Shivat Yimei HaMiluim connected the Shivat Yimei HaBreishis. Connected Moshe Rabbeinu, the Dark of the Tzaddik, is that's the 7 days of Miluim.
Why is
Moshe not Miluim in the Tzaddik? Moshe Rabbeinu is a Tzaddik, and that's the difference between a Tzaddik and a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva is Mamshecha Ora, like we said, Tshuva is the Ora which comes Lamal of Gidrei HaBriya. And that's why it's a Hecha Ora, it's an Ora of the Tzaddik. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the Madrega of a Tzaddik, and Aaron HaKoin is the Madrega of the Baal Tshuva. Aaron HaKoin is because of the Kapara, because of the Chet HaEitz. Therefore, the 7 days of the Miluim was connected to the 7 days of Bria. But just like we said, that it's important that even when you're dealing with Bria Soilam, and the whole tachlis of the Mishkan is that the Rebbein Shlem should come down into the Gidrei of the Bria, there should be Ashras HaShechina down here, B'maisi Adeichem, but nevertheless, we said that it's important that it shouldn't become a Chas V'Shalom Briadik. It's important it shouldn't become Fabriad. And what's ensuring that it doesn't come Fabriad, that's the Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini is the Hechelkeit. Yom HaShmini is the Tshuva, is the Soid of Tshuva. Soid of Tshuva is the Soid that's Lamal of an Abriya. That's the Soid of Tshuva, and that's the Soid of Mesiris Nefesh. Right? That's why we discussed the Bris, the Rose Bris, that the whole Indian of Amila, which is the Yom HaShmini, is because Yeshoifach is Domoy. Yeshoifach is Domoy, that's the Darg of Mesiris Nefesh. The same thing, a baby is born from the upper world, from Lamal of an Abriya, a baby is born down here into Olam HaZeh. He's born down here into Olam HaZeh, even though he's going to live his life in Gidrei HaBriya, but the first thing you teach him is the Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh, of the Koyach of Lamal of an Abriya. Just like right at the beginning of Bereishis, you teach the Soid of Tshuva, so too, right at the beginning of the baby's life, for Yom HaShmini, which is the Soid of Tshuva, which is the Soid of Lamal of Gidrei HaBriya, you show him the Koyach of the Mesiris Nefesh, that he has to live his life in Gidrei HaBriya, with Mesiris Nefesh, Al Derech the Krishma comes before the Chai Yishah of Tefillah, and Mesiris Nefesh comes before the Chai Yishah of Tefillah.
Why is Bris Mesiris Nefesh?
Shoifech is Domoy. It teaches in the Indian, you're Shoifech is Domoy. Shvich is Dam, Shoifech Dam Ha'olam, that's the Gedda, that's the Sod of Mesiris Nefesh. So the Yom HaShmini is the Sod of Tshuva, the Sod of Mesiris Nefesh, and he says the same thing. So Meila, the whole Vart of Ahiba Yom HaShmini, the whole Sod of Ahiba Yom HaShmini is the Sod of Tshuva. If it's the Sod of Tshuva, therefore, it has to take place on Rosh Chodesh. What's the connection of Rosh Chodesh to Tshuva? So we see the Mordech connection of Rosh Chodesh to Tshuva. The whole koyach that we have to be mamshech, this or of Tshuva, comes from the Bechin of the Miyat HaYireach. The Miyat HaYireach is Yiduah in Sheshes Yimei HaBreishis, where there's a mismatis of the Yireach, where the Yireach says, Ein Shtei Melochim Mishtamshim, and the Rabbein Shalom said, Lechi Miyatis Atzmech. The Rabbein Shalom said, go and be Memayit yourself. This thought of going to be Memayit yourself, that caused all the Nefilas and all the Aveiros in later generations, as the Sfarim say. That because that causes Choshech. Lechi Yomit HaSatzmeich, that brought the Choshech, the Toiv Avoy V'Choshech, that there's a Nesinus Mokim for Chet, and we don't see the Oyer of the Rabbein Shalom. But the Rabbein Shalom, Kav Yochel himself said that on every Rosh Chodesh we bring a Seir, a Seir, a Seir Achat. Why do we bring a Seir HaChatos in every Rosh Chodesh? We bring a Seir HaChatos in every Rosh Chodesh because Seir HaChatos in every Rosh Chodesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to bring a kapara alai al shemiyatati yaseireach. So what do you see? You see a pelnik azach. You see the Eibishter asks the Kohen to bring a chatos kaviyachol al the Rabban Shalom was memai the yireach. Kaviyachol the Eibishter is a bechina of tshuva. Bring up a chatos. Bring up a kapara. Rosh Chodesh, the miyata yireach was the side of all the nefilas, but it's also the side of all the tshuvas. So the nesinus koyach to bring the aura of tshuva down. That's why the sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is a yom tshuva, because the yom tshuva is the day where the Rabban Shalom we makrav the sa'ir lachatos. The saw the chatas for the Rabban Shalom that he was mamayit the yireach. So Meila comes out peldik azach. The shmini leminuim. That's the bringing the darg of tshuva, bring the darg of lemal and gidra abriya. That takes place on Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Nisa. Can't take place in Adar. Adar gidra abriya. Adar is nes nista. Nisan is nes gali. Nisan is loyal to the malach, loyal to the shliach, loyal to the sorof. Ela kodesh baruch hu bechvoide vatzmi. Nisan corresponds to no kechovim, no malachim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bechvoide vatzmi. Bilti l'Hashem levadai. That bilti l'Hashem levadai we said is lemalam gidra abriya. Gidra abriya is brachos bar lekim. Lekim is master Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Master Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Nisan. Is the darga of Gilu of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Malam Gidra Abriya, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. It's also Rosh Chodesh, and it's also Nisan. That's the time of Shmini Leminuim. That's the start of Shmini Leminuim. So Fakert, so how is Aaron Zoicha to start the avoid in Shmini Leminuim? Aaron Hakoyim was Zoicha because Vayemel Aaron Kach Lucha Egel, Vayemel Aaron Kach Lucha Egel. Malki Lecheta Egel brings Aaron Hakoyim forward, further than Moshe Rabbeinu, because he is the darg of Bali Tshuva, of Shafilu B'mokim Abash Bali Tshuva, and Rafil Ein Tzadik and Gmurim Uchayin Lamech. That transition between Moshe and Aaron, is that transition dafka because Aaron HaKohen made the eagle. And therefore on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the side that Tshuva is coming down, the side that Tshuva is coming down, that's the darg of Shmini, that darg of Shmini comes down with Akach Lucha Egel, Ben Bokeh Lechatos. The Or that is Mamshech. The Or that about Tshuva's Mamshech comes from an Or that's Lamala Megidra Abriya. In the Gemara itself, it's a Machloikas. It's a Gemara Brach, it's a Machloikas. Which one? But even the Kunt of the Madama says, B'mokin Shval Tshuva, Ein Tzadik Mokon Mamo, that means that the Or that is Mamshech is an Or of Tshuva, which is an Or, which is a Hechra Or. The Tzadik lives the way he's supposed to live. That's living the Gidra Abriya the way he's supposed to live. The Tshuva is Mamshech an Or from the High. So maybe that's where we're mafkir the chet to Ar. That's where we're mafkir the chet to Egel to Ar Nakoyim, because this is Rosh Chodesh, this is Nisan, this is being mamshech haoros lamala. What are the haoros lamala? What is the Yom Hashmini? The Yom Hashmini is tshuva. The Yom Hashmini is tshuva. Lo idea shemechapel haKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei Egel ze. So maybe it comes out of Pelet Gezach, because between Sav and Shmini, which is between the Zayin Yimei Miluim and the Shmini Lemiluim, so what was the last thing Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Ar Nakoyim? Last is Emay lechape is Emay to Yom Kippur. Lamed Shekoyin Gadol Tom Brish Shekoyin Yom Kippur Shabbat Yomim. Again, you see that. Well, what's Moshe Rabbeinu? What's this transition between Moshe Aaron? The side of the avoid of Yom Kippur. Avoid of Yom Kippur is the avoid of Tshuva. Avoid of Tshuva, that's the highest day of the year. That's the beginning of Eiv Avoid Koyemechad. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over now the keys to Aaron Hakohen with the avoid of Yom Kippur. The avoid of Yom Kippur is the dafka avoid of Aaron. That's the avoid of Baal Tshuva. That's the avoid which brings the hechera high makor. And that's why Taka Rosh Chodesh, which we just said before, Rosh Chodesh is where the hikah or of Tshuva comes down. And mainly therefore, Rosh Chodesh Tishri is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, that's the Yom Tshuva. And then Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the machlokes in the Gemara, but Tishri Nivra Olam and Nisan Nivra Olam. They're both in Yonim, but they're both in Gedarim and in Yonim of Tshuva. Yonim of Tshuva, so therefore it has to come out that Yom Hashmini is Chal on Rosh Chodesh. Yom Hashmini is Chal on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which Ki'ilu corresponds to the ratios of Bria Sa'olam. The ratios of Bria Sa'olam is the Koyach HaTshuva, as we just said. Toyo V'chvayo V'choyshech Al Pnei Tzman Ruach Alekim Rachavis Al Pnei Amayim, which is the Darag of Tshuva. And bringing those Amshachas of Tshuva down, that's the Bechin, that's what's going on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's why the Bechin of the Egel, Kach Lecha Egel, is Dafke Lahavke Taka to Aaron HaKoyin and Maisa of Egel, so that he's zoicha to bring down this ha'ara and this amshacha that has to come down in the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why Aaron HaKohen was taken embarrassed, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Krav Elam Mizbeach, famous Rashi, Shal Ya'aron Boish V'yori L'Geshet, Omer Lei Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Lama Ata Boish, L'Kach Nifchartum. Why are you boyish? Lekach nevchato, meaning the deep pshat in Rashi is lekach dafka because of the chet. That's why you were chosen. So you can't be boyish because of the chet. Because of the chet, you were chosen. I wasn't choita. I can't bring down such a or. You were choita. So therefore, you did tshuva. Tshuva that you bring down a hecher or lekach nevchato. So that's why it's mentioned over here at the beginning of the parsha. So basically, this Vayehi Bayom HaShmini, the beginning, the first part of this parsha, is the parsha of the Seid of Tshuva, the parsha of the Ora Choshech Mishtam Shem Barabuvia. If it's the Seid of Tshuva, then it's the Seid of Mesiris Nefesh as well. Tshuva, Mesiris Nefesh, we said before, from the Mises in the Gemara, that the Seid of Tshuva, the Seid of Mesiris Nefesh, is the same Yisod. If it's the same Yisod, then we can understand the Mises of Nadav Aviyu. Nadav Aviyu, we talk about the Mesiris Nefesh. And such a ha'or of tshuva came down from this mokim of Orev Choshech, Mishtam Shem Abuvi, which is the side of tshuva, that same sod is the side of Mesiris Nefesh. Not of Aviyu saw that Nesinus Koyach, they saw the dumbness, they saw the Eitz Ratzon of the Mesiris Nefesh, because they were Taka Moshe Nefesh. And Taka B'Krei V'HaKodesh, they were greater than Moshe V'Aaron. They came through this Mardik of Mesiris Nefesh. So this always comes together. The side of tshuva and the side of Mesiris Nefesh comes together. When it was Nizbar over here, the kapara for the Chet Egel, the tshuva and the kapara for the Chet Egel, that led to the Mesiris Nefesh straight away, automatically, of Nadav Aviyu, al derech that the tshuva of Ruchanina ben the Mesiris Nefesh, or the tshuva not ben the Dari brings about Mesiris Nefesh, the two always go together. But what was the Chet of Nadav Aviyu? What was the Chet of Bechinat Nadav Aviyu? The Chet was the Ora Choshech Mishtam Shem Berbuvia. The person's got to know all his Gedarim. And therefore, one of the Chataim was that the Shesuya Yayin Nechnesu L'Mikdash. What's Shesuya Yayin Nechnesu L'Mikdash? What does Yayin bring a person to? Yayin brings a person to where he doesn't make a Havdalah. Yayin is Abdel Ayoda. It means Da'at Havdalah Minayin. Das makes Havdalah. Yayin brings you to the Geder of Eimboi Das. Adal Yodav in Or Hon, Baruch Motcha, which means what? You don't know the difference between Or and Choshech. You don't know the difference between Tomei and Tahor, between Oman and Or HaHoman and Baruch Motcha. That's Or and Choshech, Mishtamish Barbuvia. Or Choshech, that's the other side. A person's got to realize that even though it's a Hecher or Or, but there's still Gidrei Habriya. Yayin is dangerous because Yayin takes away the Gedar and it brings the person to such a high level. Of Bechinus Orech Choshech, Mishtam Shu Abruvia, Hecher, higher than the Gedar Abriya, and that's what happened to Nadav Aviyu. He got to such a high Madrega that it was a Bechin of Orech Choshech against Mishtam Shu Abruvia. That's the Bechin of Shusayayin Nechnesu. Mainly, they didn't see the difference between the age Kodesh and age Zoro. His Vayakrivu age Zoro, they came into the Kodesh Gadoshim. Kodesh Gadoshim is the Mokam of Kapara, it's the Mokam of Yom HaKippurim, it's the Mokam of Tshuva. And they were Moshe Nefesh in the Kodesh Gadoshim. The Tshuva, when the Mesiris Nefesh happened simultaneously together in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but nevertheless they were nifter, and that's then the parasha of Yain. Hedavar Hashem el Aaron neimar Yain Meshecha al teisht ato v'necho itoch. Why? Because that's the point. So the Chayit Avadu the Beis Hamikdash is a mokum of tshuva, but the Beis Hamikdash is mamshech a hecher or. But a person's got to be careful, just like the Baal Tshuva's got to be careful not to keep or and choshech b'shtamish barbuvia. Right? And then he'll dance in the forest and he'll come at some Pesach has to show. The person's got to know. It's a Migdash, it's Shmini, it's Tshuva. The person gets very carried away with such a Hecher or, just like the Baal Tshuva gets carried away with such a Hecher or. And Mela, therefore, Yain brings his Mechazik, their Buvya. It's Mechazik, their Buvya. It's Mechazik, their Shamayim, Mishtan Shema Buvya. Therefore, when a person comes into the Beis HaMikdash, comes into the Mokum of Tshuva, he has to be careful, he has to come back to the Darug, he has to come back to the Havdalah, you've got to have Das, you've got to know to be Mavdal, being Kedusha, Ele'ena Kedusha, and that's the Bechina, that's the Azhara against Yain that takes place straight after that. And then the next parasha is, Sirachatos Dorash Dorash Moshe. Sirachatos is the Sir Rosh Chodesh. What's the Sir Rosh Chodesh? The Eibush that says, Have you like a Porah, Shemiyatit Yisayreach. That's the Seidat Tshuva. Who's shayach to that korban? Mo Aaron HaKohen is shayach to that korban. Moshe Rabbeinu is not shayach to the bechina of Heviu Kapora Lai. Moshe Rabbeinu is the darg of Tzadik. Tzadik is without Tshuva, without Kapora. Moshe Rabbeinu kilu wasn't sure of the halacha. Aaron HaKohen fashteta that korban. Aaron HaKohen understands the Heviu like Kapora Shemiyatiti Satsmi. And made a therefore taka Aaron HaKohen burnt the korban. Aaron HaKohen and a korban that's Heviu like Kapora, which is the Shurish of Tshuva, which is the Rabbi Nishalayim of Kaviyachal, the Rabbi Nishalayim of Kapara, is that Aaron HaKohen understands, and Vayishma Moshe, Vayishma Moshe, Vayita Ve'inu. So, Mela, that's the Kesher, that's the connection between all these things that we just mentioned. So, Mela, coming after that, till the rest of the parasha, is Taka all the Havdalah. Havdalah between Tumah and Tahara. Havdalah, like the Pasuk says, last Pasuk in the parasha, the Havdal Ben Atomeh Ben Atoyer. The Havdil, that's the connection to the beginning of the parasha of Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini is a maritek hecher or, but it's a sakona of E Havdalah. It's a sakona because you bring down an or where or and choshech is mishtamish barbuvia. Heyos, it's an or that's lemal lemi gidrei abriya, it's a maritek or, but it breaks the gidrei abriya. The abriya's got to have gedarim. Gedarim means you've got to have Havdalah. You've got to know what's tahor and what's tomei. You've got to know what's kodesh and you've got to know what's tomei. You've got to know all the gedarim. So the beginning of the parasha is the high, the height, the tshuva, the initial bal tshuva. Where he has to hear Kabbalah, where he has to hear Hecher Zachen, he has to hear Hecher Zachen to keep himself safe. That's when he, because now this Mordek Or is coming down to him on a fresh level, and he has to hear it, and he has to hear it. He's on a very high Madrega. It's the Madrega of Tshuva, it's the Madrega of Kaparas, it's Madrega where a person can come to Mesiras Nefesh, it's the Madrega of Nadav Aviyu. That's the beginning of the parasha. If it's the high, you still got to know that it's Gedor. Still got to know that the Havdul Bein Nis, the Bein Lat, you got to come down to the Gidri Habriya. That's the whole Tachlis of the Mishkan. Tachlis of the Mishkan was Tachlis to bring all the Hecher O'eris down, but to bring all the Hecher O'eris down in the Mam and the Matzav where they have a Yisyashvus into the Briya. And that's what we call, in Svam HaKadosh, we call it the Yichud of Havaya and Adna. The Havaya, Yud Kevavke, the Hoya Hoya Beviyat, and that's Lamal, Lemi Gidri Habriya, because Bresh is Bar Elikim, the Briya Gidri Habriya is Elikim. Yukivovke is Hecher the Bielakim, right? That's the Darg of Lamala and Abriya. And we know the shame Adna is the shame. The Mishkan, what kept the whole Mishkan up was the Adonim. The Adonim say the Svarim, that's the Gedda of Adna. The Gedda of Adna. The Mishkan was built on the foundations of the shame Adna. And you've got to bring down the Yukivovke and you've got to make a Shiluv between Yukivovke and Adna. What's the Gematria of the Shiluv of Yukivovke and Adna? Gematria is 91. Gematria is 91. That Gematria is 91. Is the Shmini has 99. I think there's a shilov over here with Tzadi Aleph plus to show this inyan in this week's parasha, the inyan in this week's parasha of the yichud of the shilov of Havaya and Adna. Shilov of Havaya and Adna is a shilov where you got to have the Adna, you got to have the Gidrei Abriya. But somebody who lives all the time with the Gidrei Abriya, is then he becomes Fabriyat. The person's always all the time got to have Kesha with Hecherkeit. You have Kesha, only have Kesha with Hecherkeit, that's dangerous. That brings to a Tarubis, and you're not Shem on Shulchan Aruch properly. And you get into a high, and you get into a high, you don't care about Shulchan Aruch. So in Purim, it says it's allowed. Purim is you rip somebody's garment and you potter. Purim is the darga where you're supposed to be, the Bechin of Adela Yoda. And then a person's got to come grounded again. And that's the Parsha Shmini, which in this year, and then it was Chal Taka, and then the Parsha Shmini is that darga. The beginning of Shmini is taka Purim Dika Masav, a Hecher Masav, a Masav of Shesuya Yain. But a Masav of Shesuya Yain can lead to a mysterious Nevesh, can lead to a Kom Rabba B'Shachter Abzeira, can lead to a person's got to be careful. Straight after, the person's got to come down back again into Shulchan Aruch, he's got to come back again down into the Gidrei Abriya, and that makes the Shiluv of the Yud Kevavke and the Shem Adna.
Adna is the same Bechina as Elikim.
As Elikim, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Elikim is the Briya in general. Adna talks specifically about the Elikus that's resting down here in the Briya. It's the same Bechina. Mm-hmm. So Adonim, it's what the Briya is resting on, the Elikus that the Briya is resting on. That's the shame. Person got to make all the time the shilov of the yudke of vavke and adna, and that's the parasha shmini.
What was the chesed with the 99 and 91?
There is a chesed. I can't have to look it up. There is a chesed. But this is the parasha. This is the parasha of the yichud adna and havaya. First chenek of the parasha is the havaya. Havaya is taka very powerful and very geshmak. But a person's got to be careful, because there's an adna to it as well. And the person's got to make that shilov. Got to know. In other words, the hayroah that comes out of this parasha is taka very important. If a person just lives begidra abriya, even if he lives a life taka, even if he lives taka pishulchan aruch, but he'll never make connection with hecher o'eris. It's very important to make connection with Hecher O'eris. A person's got to look into Svarim from time to time. A person's got to get into Hecher O'eris. A person's got to realize that only looking into Hecher O'eris, a person's got to know Shas, a person's got to know Shulchan Aruch, a person's got to go and keep every tag of Shulchan Aruch from Siman Aleph till the end. And that's the Shiluv of the two. That's the beginning of Parsha Shmini and the end of Parsha Shmini. But the 7 days, Taka of the Bria, 7 days of Elul, that's Taka Shaykh to different Parsha, it's even Shaykh to different months. Once you have that, once you have the Shivas Yimei Miluim, once you have the Gidra Ebriya, then you have to come down, and you have to come down and bring the Hechra Oiras down into one's lives, and make that Shilav Yimei Tashem, which we Zoycha Taka to go, Migula the Gula, the Gula of Adar is a Gula Taka of Bechinat Adna, and it's a Gula Taka with no Yud Kevavki written in the Megillah. It's a nest that works by Gidra Ebriya, and then the Avoida of Chodesh Adar is Taka to live one's life, Al Pi Shulchanoch by Gidra Ebriya. And then the month of Nisan comes, which is the month of Nes, which is Lamala and Abriya, and the Shilav between the two is the Shilav between the Bechina of Shivas Yimei Emunah and the Shmini Melamelum, which Emet Hashem Shetaka, we know the Shmini corresponds also to Yimos HaMashiach, Lanateach HaShminis Mizmer David, his harp at Shminis, Shminis is Mashiach Ben David, Shvizoich HaTaka Emet Hashem, this is Ben Nisan, coming soon to Chodesh Nisan, Ben Nisan Nigalu, Ben Nisan Asidin Nigal, Kemher of Yimei Amen. Amen. It shows you the chashivas of how everything's important. And it's tak to see. In other words, so you can envy sometimes the frishkeit that Baal Tshuva has in his avodas Hashem. I mean, that's Baal Tshuva. It wasn't from where it came from. We're all Baal Tshuva. We all have to. We all do Tshuva all the time. But you see, the mamsha Baal Tshuva has such a moedik excitement that it's mamsha to be envied. It's excitement. Every little thing you take into is wow. It's b'shmak. It's moedik because it's tak to be mamsha. The hecher oriz. The mamsha oriz. It's much higher than the person who's not a Baal Tshuva. But he has to be believed in Mitzachain, he has to know the Sakonas as well. He can't spend his whole year going to Tishin. he's got to sit and learn as well. And he's got to have the Shiluf of both in Yonim. And the mile of the Baal Tshuva and the problem that he gets into is coming from the same Akor, coming from the Orach Hashem, from Shtam Shem Berbuvia. And that's mamish very often. If they're not mudrach properly, that's mamish the problem that you get. They pick onto things that they get, like enjoy getting into a high, but they forget about mamish halacha lemaisa. So that's why you always see that there's always a chiluk and how to be mechanech baal tshuva. You have that with our samech and isha Torah. Our samech pshat is they teach them gemara and make the baal tshuvas. And Rav Noach Weinberg tells them, you've got to give them hakdama, you've got to give them discovery program, you got to show them codes, you got to show them Hecher Zachen. When you show them Hecher Zachen, because the Emma says that the Arsamech is scared that they'll get into Hecher Zachen, they'll become Barbuvia. Esha Torah is scared that you're not giving them these oils, they won't become from. Right? They feel they need these oils because they're being the oils from the Hecher Amokim. You don't show them these Hecher oils and they'll think that the Torah mitzvahs. Chavodis Hashem is dry. Okay, the hecher in that. You got to show them that that initial stage. You got to show them there was hecher oiras, and then when you show them the hecher oiras, then you can explain them that was only before Brias Oyla. That after the Orach Hoshech Misham Shem Abruvia, that was a Vayavdala Lekim Ben Orach Ben Hoshech. You got to know that this is Avdala, that this is Kosher, this is Treif, this is Kadosh, and this is this, and then you got to teach them all the Gedorim. They're all at the end of the day. They're all everybody's trying to make Baal Tshuvas. But the whole machlokes is at which point are you going too far toward the hecher, or are you going etc. That's the chilek. But kula al moedim that they need a hecher kait and they take a mamshich from oil, which is the hecher oil. And that's why you find some of them have too much of a serious nefesh too fast as well. They want to live in poverty and they want to live in dus and they're not ready for it yet. Same nakuda of tshuva is taka that they're being mamshich or which is taka hecher than their kalim that they have. Again, it's dangerous. If they were used to certain things, you can't from 1 minute to the next tell them to live in with 10 kids in one room and without a window, because it's dangerous for them. They want it because they're being mamshach hechor or. You got to that's the bechina of shmini. And that's, but we have to realize that we all have to strive for that. We all have to strive for that. Otherwise, we also get too involved in the gidrei habriya, and therefore the Eibush's meram is already in the beginning of Bereishis. If you don't have Ruach Lekim or Achefes al Pnei Amoyim, if you're not Zoycha to the Eres of Tshuva, then a person can live a life Chas V'Shom of Toi V'Voi V'Choshech al Pnei Tzolayim. And then remember that there's a Mishtamish, but then make the Havdol, and that was the rest of the Gidrei Abriya making the Havdol. That's the beginning of Shemini, and that's the end of Shemini. So the talk of the beginning of Shemini is let yourself loose. It's not about you let loose, mysterious nefesh. The end of Shemini, the last possible is, but now it's time to be Mavdol, the Havdol. You need both of them for the Mishkan. There's a Mardik place. There's a place on one hand you saw Asar Nisim Shanasa Lavisenu. Mitzacheni was a daily occurrence, right? Imagine, you think every time they came they saw, wow, look at the Eish coming down from Shamayim, the Mardik Azach. They saw it every day. So that's exactly what the Mishkan was. Exactly what the Samidish was. On one hand it was like a bring down Hecher Azach all the time, Mitzacheni was putting it into the Gidrei Abriya. Mishkan made healthy Bali Tshuva. They saw the Oiris, but they saw the Oiris. Megidra Hecher Oiris in Bria, but they saw the Hecher Oiris of Megidra Hecher and Gidra Bria in the Gidra Bria. And then those were healthy Kaforas, healthy Bali Tshuva. Didn't need Torah codes then.
There was a correction in the Shia. Rabbi Zucker had a chumash that said there wasn't 91 psukim in the parasha, but really there was, as I'll say right now.
Shmini is like a chof. Tzadi aleph psukim. The other one was a mistake. Last night I looked up in the chumashim, a few chumashim at home. Tzadi aleph psukim. Mamish shilav havaya abnes. Then you're under control. If it's Shilav Avna Havaya, then you're under control. Beginning of Shemini is Havaya. At the end of Shemini, you've got to go down to the Avna. Shilav Avna Havaya. I'm ready to say, the Avna La Yoda, that's the dangerous chalik of the Avna Shilav. You get chicken, I would say Hashem. Mamshach Mamun Orem, or a Chushach Mishamish Barabuzia. It's a Barabuzia. Every Avna Shilav is a Bechina Barabuzia. You don't got priority. And that's after the Rashi, because the Chosheh Mishtanish Barbudia, and the next verse is the Yabdalevich. It's a mile to be Barbudia, that's the Koyach of Tshuva, or the Chosheh of Barbudia is Chayach Tshuva. And then it's got to be after the Tshuva, it's got to be the Yabdal. Now you've got to come down to the Gidra Abriya.
Where he deals with them, wait a little before doing Yabdal, because you want to give them that.
Yabdal, first you have to show them the Enchaim. Otherwise they're fooling them. Otherwise, they feel this aura, and we feel the aura. This is. In Tzadikim Gemurim, Achayin and Amor, so they're feeling the aura of the Baal Tshuva. They're feeling the aura of Baal Tshuva, you've got to be mechiyach them, oh, this is Taka what Torah is all about, this is Taka what Yiddishkeit is all about. And then you can talk the same, they're talking the same language.
So,
you show them that the Taka, the Torah, the aura has got to have Kedem. So they don't know, you've got to bring Kedem to their aura. Kedem to their aura means you've got to Taka, you mouth to them, Hecher and Achim. And then they see Taka, the Yiddishkeit of Baal Taka Rezach. And the whole reason why a lot of friars from India, they go to all these places. So they're looking for something, they want to get close, they don't know what that means. All these places, the Koyach HaKlippa, they also Hechir HaKoyach in the Olam HaKlippa, meditation, all these things, they're all Koyach, they're Hechir HaKoyach, Koyach HaMoichin and the Koyach HaZadot. If you don't give them Kalim, then they'll go to the Himalayas and find a guru in the Kudu. You've got to show them that they have other, Torah is go hoich. And then you show them that Torah is go hoich, and then you've got to teach them how to live their practical life. That's Adonis. That's Adonim in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was Mamish that Shiluf. He had Nisim the whole time, but the Nisim didn't blow anybody away. We would see the Nisim, Asar Nisim, and then the Mingosh would blow us away the first day, the second day. If you can see Nisim still living a normal life, that's Shilav Adna Navai. This constant Nisim is Shilav Adna Navai. Nisim Hecherkai. But it's not something that blows you away from the Gidra Habriya. That's the Mishkan. Aaron over Moshe Rabbeinu. Avodah Batshuva over the Avodah Tzadikim. Not enough you went all the way. A Roman goy was Moisa Nefesh from the Koyach of Tshuva. Shmini is the Koyach of Tshuva. We learn the Tzvita and the Mar 9, the Bina. The Bina is the Oilam, Bina is Shmini. Because Bina is Malchus. Malchus, the Bina is the 8, the Yom Shmini. The Bina is the Bina is the Bechina of Tshuva. That's where the Bina is. That's the Koyach of Tshuva. Koyach of Tshuva is a medical hecher koyach. A medical hecher koyach. It's a koyach. It's a Tshuva.
which is, we wouldn't be able to have that koich unless the Rebbein Shlomo would have told us, Hebiyu like kapara. That was a psicha to bring such an R down. Once that R down, that's the goyim of all the nefilas, and really that's the tshuva. That's the arbuvi. Arbuvi is the hechel koich. That's the adalayoda, otherwise, all the freshmen, or homeless brochmatas, adalikach. Something you've got to remember, something. There's no difference between or a home and a mosque. What type of madrig is that? What type of madrig is that? Think someone is a tzaddik, what type of madrig is that? The Torah says that's a madrig of Orach Choshech, Mishtamish Barbuvia. That's the Arbuvia of Orach Choshech. There's no Gilom, that's Adal Yadah. There's no Abdullah. Bottle of Dolah. Bottle of Dolah, you're a Hechekai. You can't live there. You have a visit. You've got to come down. You can be an astronaut. You can't stay there forever. That's the koich of Adalayana. That's the koich of Tshuva.